Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
All right, Massachusetts is a state of older moms. The average age of a first-time mother here is the highest in the nation, almost 31, according to the CDC. Waiting to have your first child later in life can add pressure to have a second, if you want one, soon after. WBUR Common Health editor Carrie Goldberg spoke with Maria Garcia about some new research on pregnancy spacing and health risks.
So, Carrie, pregnancy spacing, and what is the official recommended time between babies?
So, generally, new moms are advised to wait a couple of years or at least 18 months after having one baby before getting pregnant with the next one. And that's because there's quite a bit of evidence that both the baby and the mom are at heightened risk of various problems, including even death, although that's, of course, very rare, if the mom doesn't wait.
So you're told to wait 18 months at least. But if you're an older mom, you've also got to think about, you know, that proverbial biological clock.
Yeah, tick, tick, tick. And you don't know where you are on the road to that fertility cliff that everybody goes over at some point. So for anyone who has faced or will face that dilemma, a new paper in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine could add, I think, some helpful data points. It's work done while the lead author, who is University of British Columbia epidemiologist Laura Schumers, was here at Harvard. And it looks at 10 years of data on nearly 150,000 pregnancies in Canada. So these are women who had good access to health care in a developed country. And here's how Schumer sums up what they found.
For women of all ages, pregnancies conceived within 12 months after a live birth have increased risks. We further found that risks to the mother were there for older women, and risks to the baby were there for women of all ages.
So in other words, the added risks to the babies were higher among younger moms, and the risks to the mothers were higher among older moms. In fact, only older women incurred higher risks to their own health by getting pregnant again very soon.
Okay, so Carrie, help us make better sense of this. Why are there these increased risks?
So there actually is a debate among researchers about why short intervals between pregnancies are linked to health risks. Is the short interval an actual biological cause? Like, is the mother's body depleted of essential nutrients or something? Or does it reflect other causes, like a lack of access to health care, more unintended pregnancies? Because, you know, Maria, let's face it, most women don't want to have another baby right away because we're totally exhausted. But in short, we're not sure. But this study specifically looked at older moms who tend to have better access to healthcare and fewer unintended pregnancies.
And did they still incur those extra risks by having babies closer together?
So, yes. But first of all, we need to put the usual caveat out there, which is talk to your doctor. You never want to do anything based on just one study. But yes, Laura Schumer says, you know, those extra risks were still there for both mother and baby. But she also says there's also some good news here for older moms in a hurry.
The optimal spacing window that we found was 1 to 2 years after the delivery of one child until the conception of the next pregnancy. And in that 1 to 2 year window, that's when we found the lowest risks for both mothers and babies. And the reason this is good news is that waiting to achieve a 12 to 24 month period between birth and conception is actually fairly short.
Now, if you're 36 or 37 or 38, it may not seem short to you, but some previous studies have suggested that the optimal interval may be quite a bit longer, at least 18 months and up to 5 years. Mm-hmm. So the good news is that you don't have to wait too much longer, though the frustrating news is that there really are added risks at 6 months and up to 12 months.
But Carrie, put those risks in perspective for us. What actually are the risks and how much do they go up by age?
So I'm glad you asked that, Maria, because it's a really important point. What we call the absolute risks are very small, even though the relative risks, you know, the proportional changes, are not that small. So let's say you have 1,000 mothers and they're all over 35. If they all wait the recommended year and a half to have another baby, about 3 of those 1,000 women will get seriously ill or die. If they're in a rush and get pregnant again within a half a year, 6 of the 1,000 will get seriously ill or die.
So overall, very few cases, but a very dire outcome,
right.
and a doubling of that risk, right. essentially. So what about risks to the baby?
So let's again take 1,000 moms over age 35. And now we're looking at what's called a severe adverse infant outcome, which means stillbirth or the baby's born very early or very small. So if the moms all wait the recommended year and a half to get pregnant again, 18 of the 1,000 births will have severe outcomes for the baby. Mm. If they don't wait and get pregnant again very quickly, it goes up to 21 severe infant outcomes.
Well, we certainly don't want to minimize that impact.
No.
It is a difference, but not a very big one, relatively speaking. And
right.
outcomes for younger moms, Carrie?
So that's where there's a bigger difference in how the babies do. Again, we take that 1,000 moms, but these are ages 20 to 34. If they wait the recommended year and a half, 14 of the 1,000 births have severe infant outcomes. If they don't wait, it's 20 per 1,000. Here's epidemiologist Laura Schumers again.
This shows you both the relationship between pregnancy spacing and the increased risk, but also that older women tend to have a higher baseline risk of many of these outcomes at all pregnancy spacing lengths.
So, Maria, bottom line is, of course, as we know, it's an incredibly personal decision whether to have a baby, when to have a baby, when to have a second baby. And Schumer says her research team just hopes this new study can help women make these decisions within their own personal context and, of course, in consultation with their medical teams. But she says this new data may be particularly helpful for older women because we more often decide to have short pregnancy intervals on purpose.
That's Carrie Goldberg, editor of WBUR's Common Health, speaking with Maria Garcia. Listeners, you can find a link to Carrie's post on this research at our website, radioboston.org. Stay with us. Coming up, how should we talk to children about tragedies like the mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh? I'm Callum Borchers. This is Radio Boston.